my goddamn business what's in the cup, but it's a beautiful thing, man.
But it's not a beautiful thing because nobody knows what's in the cup. That's the whole thing. Unless you come up and drink what's in my cup, then how can you say it's a beautiful thing? Also, when people drink alcohol, they react. So whatever the hell was in my cup, the only reaction I did was got more popular, more successful, did a lot more things than I've ever done, picked up a guitar, learned how to play it, learned how to put on the auto-tunes and stretch my voice. I probably should pick that cup back up.
But on that night, I couldn't help it. I took out all of my shame on a random guy who probably liked me. And that night, it was the obvious first time you were disappointed. I spewed out that irresponsible mantra. I'm sorry I'm like this. And that time I had the courage to call her and tell her that I loved her. I guess that screaming at my audience works and everyone likes it. I dreamed of cutting my Achilles heel, wanting people like me.
Don't judge me. Yes. Trying to say, yeah, he should have put the cup down. Why? What did he do?
Sleep, 'cause my mind keeps ringing with the times that I laid out everything wrong with me up on stage. It's embarrassing. Fuck you, you don't deserve me. The bus went totally silent and help me was what I meant to say as I gnashed my teeth right in front of you.
I kind of put the cup down for a minute, but ain't nothing in the cup right now but some wine. I drank Dolce. That's about it. That's the only thing in the cup right now. But honestly,
I asked you if I never changed, would you love me? Expecting the negative, clever, turning the question around to me was obvious. Hate this version of me that was safe and sanitized thoroughly. You think you'll let people down and define some perfect apology? The answer was obvious. The answer was obvious. The answer was obvious. The answer was obvious.
What's in the cup? Is it really none of my goddamn business?